This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Philadelphia authorities charge a dozen people, mostly teenagers, in three street gangs shooting at each other, but also hitting innocent bystanders over a two-and-a-half-year period. KYW crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson tells us those conflicts injure about 30 people, including a 2-year-old girl, but also take the life of a 16-year-old boy who was simply walking home in West Philly.
Through a grand jury investigation, ballistics and cell phone evidence, authorities say they've tied three gangs, the Senders, the Clappers, and the Close Range Gang, to more than a dozen shootings starting in early 2021 to at least through 2023.
A lot of these young kids think it's a game.
Philadelphia Police Detective Kelly Gallagher is with the Shooting Investigation Group.
On social media, they compare it to a basketball game. And how that works is for every shooting victim, they say they have a point.
One of the incidents involved the shooting death of Makai Ingram, a 16-year-old who was walking home in West Philly in January of 2022 when he was ambushed and killed. Tahir Road has been charged with his murder. Another incident happened in February of 2023 in Strawberry Mansion. Four teenagers were targeted, shot in their legs, as well as innocent bystanders on the street, including a 2-year-old who was walking with her mother and sibling. Bill Fritzy is supervisor of the Gun Violence Task Force.
We have a big problem right now with retaliatory shootings between these individuals who do not understand and do not have the concept of conflict resolution unless a gun is in their hand.
Each of the defendants ranged between the ages of 16 and 21 years old. Officials say they're continuing to investigate to see if the groups are connected to any other unsolved shootings or homicides in the city. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police say they are still looking for a 16-year-old, Giovanni Solomon, for an attempted murder in one of those shootings that KJ talked about, and they are asking for help if someone knows his whereabouts. His picture can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.